The overall enrollment number at Petersburg schools is up this year, over 460 students. Last year, enrollment was 431. The district budgeted for 442 this year. Those additional kids bring with them more state funding, but the district has not been hiring more staff yet. School Superintendent Erica Clute-Painter told the board that the schools have too few teachers.
It's a tricky time because in this crazy budget world right now, we have been so reluctant to overstaff that we're understaffed.
For the last two years.
And it's, you know, it's starting to show. So it's going to be, it's kind of a tricky position to be in,
mm-hmm.
Because we're very fiscally aware of what's going on, but we're also understaffed.
Clute-Painter said teachers have increased their workloads to make up for those additional students. The problem, she explained, is that students have come into the district throughout the year and in all grades.
We've had people ask, well, you know, if they've come in and you feel that you're understaffed, why aren't you addressing that? And the problem with that is it's not that simple, as you guys could imagine, too. You know, you don't get all of your kids don't all come in as fourth graders, where you mm-hmm. could say, okay, we need to hire a fourth grade teacher and we're going to have that new class start in October. It doesn't work.
A proposed budget revision for this school year has increased spending by more than $500,000, with funding for more equipment and staff travel, additional teaching supplies, new musical instruments, and choir risers, to name a few. However, more than half of that increase, $300,000, will be transferred into capital projects. Specifically, staff wants to set aside $85,000 for new accounting software, $100,000 for a new phone system, and $115,000 to improve wheelchair accessibility in the schools. Even with that increased spending, the district has a problem of too much money in its accounts this year. The school's ending fund balance from last year is actually bigger than the district thought because of a revised payment amount paid by the state into the teacher retirement system. The schools are only allowed to keep up to 10% of their operating budget in reserve, and Finance Director Karen Quitzlin explained the schools are currently above that limit.
So overall, our ending fund balance is $1.1 million, which, you know, we're capped at the 10%, which would be $895,000. So we are carrying a larger fund balance than what we really should be.
Quitzlin explained the schools will have to spend more money or transfer it into other capital projects in order to get below that 10% limit.
We are hoping that the board will work with us and do a work session so we can plan for the next budget revision and have a better idea of what the board identifies as the needs for the district when we're talking capital.
Quitzlin said she expected at least two more revisions to this year's spending plan. The board approved those changes Tuesday by a 5-0 vote. In related news, the vote was also unanimous to purchase that new accounting software. The purchase is paid for with some of the money set aside for capital projects. The new software will replace a computer program the district has been using for 35 years. Quitzlin told the board the new software would eliminate some time-consuming data entry work, and she thought it would make employees more efficient.
Maybe I pick up some other tasks that some people in our district are currently doing, but they're overloaded in their workload. Mm-hmm. So it's really about when you're balancing out efficiency and cost, I think this is a cost-effective program. And it's not something that is an impulse decision. I've been thinking about this for over a year.
School board members questioned Quitzlin about the $80,000 price tag and the additional $10,000 a year that the software support will cost. Here's board member Jay Lister.
I guess my only question is it, are we buying a Mercedes program or are we buying a Chevy? We don't have anything to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are there ones out there that are $10,000 to do most everything we need, but not quite as nice? Or is this like the nicest one that there is out there available?
Quitzlin responded she thought the price was reasonable, and board members agreed to spend that money. The hope is to have the new accounting software in place with a staff trained on it in time for the fiscal year that starts up in July. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.